Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here as we are getting ready for NFL week number 5. Quickly, Joe, before we do that, 13-7 now, Oklahoma State leads Kansas State with under a minute to go as they added a field goal there. And K-State going up top. No good. Not going to make it there. Not enough for them.
Unbelievable,
there.
Carver. Unbelievable.
Going up top,
great game,
Joe,
yeah.
is what
great
they're doing.
Game.
Great game indeed. And as we said, nothing going on at all in the Illinois-Nebraska game.
You called it, though. Great, because you're a weird.
Yeah,
that's why you're a big shot.
Yeah, that's why I'm a big shot. I know. Crack crab and lobster at Joe's Restaurant coming up on Monday.
Again with the Joe's Restaurant. Mikey's Buffet.
Everybody
come
eats. Everybody
come
eats.
Throw in dessert for free.
Everybody eats, as always.
No bibs required at Mikey's Buffet.
Hey, plenty of crack crab and lobster hopefully coming up after this weekend, especially that Kentucky game.
You could probably be carrying a walking stick after winning
especially
so much money.
Especially the Kentucky game.
Oh, I can't wait.
I want that one bad. I want to see Ray bust
through the line. Pick six.
Is that
That's
right?
It.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. We're going to do all the NFL preview and picks this coming hour. Mike Carver along with the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Great week. Great week of NFL action ahead of us. This is what it's all about. Love it. Can't wait. And there's a couple of when we get to the best bets, there's a couple of games I think I'm going to shock you with.
Really?
Shock and awe. I'm going to shock.
Shocking ones, huh?
Yes. Ones that I don't think, like, I know you think you know me. So you, like, you think you have a read. But I'm going completely.
Well, no, I'm not going to lie to you. With the NFL, you lay out a couple breadcrumbs with me. The college is easy to get you. I know. Because it also, like...
You become emotional with the college.
You're super emotional. You're not as emotional with the NFL. You get emotional with the college picks.
Why do I get emotional?
Well, it's like, what did you just say? I'm going to what are you going to? The bell cows. I'm going to this. We know who the bell cows are for you. We already know.
I told you when you're in
Brian Kelly, Oklahoma, this guy. You know, it's the same guys. It's always the same.
Oh, really? Right. I don't mix them
Georgia,
up.
Georgia, Kirby like... Smart, the bell cows. Get them all in. Circle the
everything
wagons.
Is, You know, just so you know, I listen to every show and I notate. It's in the data bank. Every time you take a low blow.
I'm not
every time you take a low blow and Matias doesn't catch it, it's like, it's all right. For next show, next round, when I get you in the corner,
I'm not taking a low blow.
You're hitting below the belt.
No, I'm not. Hardly doing that.
Bell cows.
Well, you know, but you also, it's easier to pick up the breadcrumbs for you with the college. It's just easier. I know who you like. I know who you don't like. I know what goes on every week.
Okay, extraordinaire. All right.
The NFL's a little trickier.
Oh, tricky. I'm 10-5-1 in the NFL.
I'm saying you brought up sniffing out what I think you're going to pick on Friday night, and it's right. A little trickier with the NFL to know who you're going to go with. Because you do get some oddball ones that come out of nowhere. So, that's all fine and good, Joe. I think we should start the NFL for this week, and even though it's the last game on Sunday night, it's without question the biggest game of the week, which is the Cowboys heading to Santa Clara to take on the 49ers. Did you see Dak getting all snippy, Joe? Some reporter brought up, you know, like how, you know, the feeling walking out of the locker room, you know, you lost to him the last 2 years in the playoffs, and Dak, like, got all, like, mad at the guy. Thanks for bringing that up. You know, you got all, like, Dak, relax, dude. I mean, he's only spitting facts. You know, you lost the last 2 years to this team. Cowboys plus 3.5, flat 45 the total. You give the Cowboys a chance here, Joe? 49ers have looked very, very good through the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, I give them a very good chance. I actually think they're going to be able to move the football on the 49ers. I think the last two playoff losses mattered to Dallas to showcase that they could actually go toe-to-toe with this team if they do, in fact, meet up in the playoffs. And again, I think that Dallas's defense is potentially just as good as San Francisco. And I think that that's really what it comes down to for me, is that I know San Fran is legit. I know that they've stepped up, and everybody on their schedule, they've worn down. But I think this is truly their first test here. Real test from a defensive perspective, and we're going to see how it plays out. But I like Dallas plus the points, and even though they're on the road, I'm taking them on the money line.
Yep. You know, it would be typical Dallas. They'll go and beat them in the regular season, and they'll thump their chest, and then they probably will lose to them again in January. Because that's like a Bill trick the last few years with Kansas City. They beat the Chiefs in the regular season, and then can't beat them in the playoffs. I don't know, Joe. The half is very enticing to me because I feel like this should be a close game. I want to take the Cowboys. I just haven't completely bought in yet. What about the total? You think we can get some points? There was a very, obviously, way, way, way dead under playoff game last year. What was it, 17-9 or something like that, Joe? What was the final of that game? There was not a lot of points. Not good for the prop bettors. That game. Well, Kittle had 95 yards. I like Kittle a lot this week, Joe.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think Cooks could break out a little.
You think Cooks can break out, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I might note that for Sunday night when I make these plays. Joe thinks Cooks can break out. Here we go.
I do. Because if you watch the game against the Patriots, it was a little bit of Gallup. It was a lot of CeeDee Lamb.
19-12, Joe, excuse me. 19-12 was the final. My apologies. Go ahead.
So I just think Cooks is the slot. Like, if Dallas is going to really, you know, progress in the playoffs, they need the rushing attack, but they need every level to be complete. You see, like, how Philly's completed every level, tight end, both wide receivers, they got the running game going. Dallas still is a little inconsistent on the outside of CeeDee Lamb. Sometimes it's Lamb, sometimes it's Gallup. They never get all three going.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159.
Whoa!
I think I'm gonna go after that over, Joe, in the Cowboy Niner game.
You're going after it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm gonna go after
it.
45.
Like you say, save your bullets. Save your bullets.
Save my bullets?
Save your bullets.
For what?
What do you
what
mean?
Am I saving them for? All right, Joe. I don't know what you mean, save my bullets. I'm not sure what I'm saying.
No, it's the night game. I mean, if you're going to go...
Well, believe me. Joe, no matter what happens during the day, I'm in on the night game. So it doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't matter. The only way I'd walk away from the night game on Sunday is if the day session was awesome and the night game is just absolute garbage. That's the only way I'd walk away. You know, watching a movie with the wife instead of watching Sunday night football.
I can't think about the Sunday night game until after the slate on Sunday. Like it goes in like the 1 o'clock slate, then the 4, and then depending upon how that goes, then I turn to the 8 o'clock.
All right, Joe. So fine. So since you don't want to get involved yet with the night game, why don't we get involved with the game at 9:30 in the morning? At least on the East Coast. 9:30 a.m. in London.
Got to put it in Saturday night.
This is at Tottenham Stadium. The Jaguars and the Bills. So the Jaguars, Joe, this is the first time this has happened. Played in London last week. Got to spend the entire week out there. And will play in London again here against Buffalo. Bills coming off the thrashing of the Dolphins last Sunday. They traveled out on Thursday. They're laying 5.5, 48.5 is the total.
I know it's your team, but I think Jacksonville could catch
that
them.
That doesn't matter.
No, I know. And I was on Buffalo last week against my team. I thought they would dominate. They did. And, you know, for years, Buffalo has held the interior line advantage over the Miami Dolphins. Can't run it consistently when they go to Orchard Park. And, you know, somehow, some way, the passing attack just never carries them to consistent wins. And, you know, when you look at Buffalo now, I think Jacksonville matches up better with them, believe it or not, than Miami. That might sound crazy, but I believe that Trevor Lawrence, I like the rushing attack. It's a little more physical, in my opinion, with Travis Etienne and Bigsby there. I think they could wear down Buffalo to the point to get them into like an ugly game. And maybe somehow pull it out in the fourth quarter. So I'm going Jacksonville plus the points. I like them on the money line.
Yeah, I don't think they'll win the game. I don't have a problem if you maybe think, you know, they could stay inside the number for whatever reason. I just keep going back to Joe. When the Bills get on this, like, September-October roll, they smash teams. This is a little bit of a different spot. It's tricky in London. I think they're a lot better than the Jaguars. I don't think the Jaguars have played well at all. Like, they're not the team that everybody thought they were going to be so far. They won last week, but were they that impressive? No. They got whacked by Houston at home. Like, I don't know, Joe. I don't think they're that great. I think the Bills are a lot better than them. And they'll probably show up and show that. I think the Bills want to put on a little show out there in London.
Right.
On Sunday morning.
Okay. So. Are we in agreement that it's a sort of an ugly type of game?
I think it's under the 48.5.
I do, too.
That said, I still think the Bills could win this game like 27-10.
I'm thinking more like it's going to be right on the number if they don't win it. Like 24-20. It wouldn't shock me if, like, you know, you get, like, 24, like, 19. Like,
yeah, I mean, look, it's possible. Like, I know when I talked to Gabe about the game on Coast to Coast this past week, you know, he thinks the Bills are going to win, but the Jags are going to cover. He thinks it's going to be some game that
it's a tight game. I lean to the under, though. I mean, 48.5 is high for these games, isn't it?
I think it's a high number because of how much the Bills have scored the last 3 weeks. I think that's why you're seeing such a fat number.
They put up 48, then 31, and then 38 in Las Vegas, right?
They've been putting up points.
Yeah, but Jacksonville gave up, 280 to Stroud, and they lost 34-17. They didn't play all that well against Atlanta.
I thought Atlanta, like, we already know Atlanta's problems. Their quarterback sucks. You know, it's possible a better quarterback last week. That game's a little closer.
I want to see if they have a prop bet. Let me just see the number. ETN's touchdown totals plus 105.
Okay.
Bigsby's plus 390.
Bigsby's been getting those carries at the goal line.
I know.
Your guy, Bigsby.
See, you gotta feel that they're gonna try and wear them down, right?
Yeah, as long as they're within a score. What happens though when you get down a couple scores? That's why the Bills become a bully team. They get up a couple scores and
they might go to Knox and Kincaid more so than what they did against the Dolphins too.
I think the Bills are a very hard team when it comes to props and fantasy, unless you're talking about Diggs. I think that you see it, Joe. Go look at every week how different it is. 1 week it's the tight ends. 1 week Gabe Davis has a monster week. Another week Cook has a big. I think the Bills spread it around and there's just too much going on.
All right.
I think Diggs is the one constant.
We're in agreement, an uglier type of game. It's not going to be. We'd be shocked if it's like 48-41. I mean, or so 34-30, something.
Yeah, I'd be a little surprised. And generally, the London games aren't that high scoring.
Right, which is.
But I mean, we have also a different scenario here with a team that's actually stayed there the whole week. So who knows, Joe? Who knows what to believe? Sometimes the London games are good to stay away from. But now Atlanta lost in London last week. Now they come home. And Houston comes to town. Houston's won two in a row. And Stroud has played outstanding. Atlanta has a quarterback issue. Ritter stinks. Minus 1.5 for the Falcons. 41.5 is the total here, Joe.
I can only go Stroud. I love the way this kid's playing. I've been on him. He's consistent. The wide receivers are legit. They have the potential to be one of the best offenses, top five in my opinion. And
don't be scared, Carver.
There it is. There it is.
Don't be scared.
The voice from the high heavens.
Falcons 2-0 against rookie quarterbacks. Yeah, about to make it 3-0.
Yeah,
let's
great.
Go.
This is not your average rookie. I got news for you. All right, this is not your average Joe that just came off the street. This is C.J. Stroud.
Like,
do I have to tell you what he's doing? Put up 34 against Jacksonville. Okay, one was a punt return or a kickoff return. Put up 30 on your Pittsburgh Steelers, your Steel Crew.
I'm on Atlanta.
Huh?
I'm on Atlanta.
Good. Step up. Could be your best bet. Could be your
best
bet.
I'm on Atlanta.
Good.
I'm on Atlanta.
Good. Say it
again. I said it. I'm on Atlanta. Texans so great now. Why aren't they favored in this game then? Why are they the favorites? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159. All right, Joe. Let's do these a little bit faster. A couple of them. Do you give the Giants any chance to cover 11.5 in Miami?
Could be a best bet.
All right. If it could be a best bet, we'll wait. Ravens and Steelers, usually a very close game. The series, obviously, back and forth. Tomlin's record at home as a home dog, like 70% against the spread. Steelers getting 4.5 at home. Pickett's going to play. 38 is the total. I don't know, Joe. I want to take the Steelers just because of the history and the trends. But I mean, everything you stare at says not to, right? Everything you look at, it's like, well, how could you? The way their offense is.
Yeah, I know. I love Tomlin as a coach, but I just there's no running. The problem is when the passing game was inconsistent with Roethlisberger at the end, not the last year, but towards the end, at least they were running the football. Now they can't run it consistently. They can't throw it. And they're like a mishmash every other week. And I can't do that. I can't do it. The defense can't carry them each and every week. And they're not converting consistent third downs. And the play calling sucks. I lean to Baltimore. I don't love it. But I like the over. And the reason why is because we talk about how consistently these games are low scoring. But now it went from like 40.5 to 38. I'll take a shot on the over here. Because yeah, I think the money's going to be on the under. I really do. Everybody's going to say, oh, Canada, pick it. You know, these are black and blue games. And this might be the one where all of a sudden we get, like, you know, 27-20 somehow, some way.
I mean, look, you get, like, a 23-17 game, that's over. I mean, it's, you know.
Is the weather going to be okay this weekend?
I know we're getting rain. I didn't get you the weekly weather report, Joe. I'm sorry.
Well, that matters for Pittsburgh, though, doesn't it?
All right. Well, hold on a second. Give me a moment. Doesn't take me long to be able to find you this stuff. Sunday, 56, winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. No rain, no precipitation.
No rain.
No, no.
All right. So, I like the over 38. That's my best play in that game.
Over 38, best play in that game. All right, fair enough. Over 38. I want to take the Steelers, but I just can't reach. I can't do it. It's not going to happen for me. Got any Lions going to have a problem laying 9.5?
Yes.
Probably not going to have St. Brown.
I like Carolina. I think they cover it.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think there's a potential, you know, spot where I'm willing to take Carolina potentially even as a best bet.
Wow, Joe, all over the map here today. A lot of big spots for him. Both of these AFC South teams, 2-2, Titans and the Colts. Titans now -2.5, 42.5 is the total. I feel like it's a good spot for the Titans, Joe, but Richardson he's shown me, man. I don't really want to bet against him.
Well, they gave up how much to Kyren Williams? 103 last week. That was the one thing that broke down against the Rams. Jump out early. They showed some mental resolve. They bounced back. The kid, what did he account for? 3 touchdowns, 1 on the ground, 2 through the air.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I don't think they could stop Derrick Henry. And if you're Mike Vrabel, you just run him 30 times in this game. His total in this game is 75.5 by the books. He should be in the area of 125 in this ballgame. I just don't see how Tennessee can afford to lose this game.
Right.
So I'm going to lay it. It's not best bet. But I can only look Tennessee, and if you're talking prop bets, Derrick Henry to me is, even though he splits time with Tajay Spears, way too light of a number. Way too light.
Yeah, and look, it just feels like the kind of game where, yes, Richardson on the up. It's a division game where the Titans have been the class, despite the Jags winning it last year, for multiple years now, 4 to 5 years. And it seems like the kind of spot where Vrabel and Derrick Henry and a lot of the things that have been there for Tennessee are going to be able to get them through here on the road. I just feel like those in a divisional matchup.
Yeah, like you they know, grind just, out. And I don't think this game is going over either. And I just, you know.
I actually, opposite. Like, I think the game has the tendency. See, here's the thing. It could get off the rails, and if it does, the Colts will win.
Really?
The game gets off the rails like the Ram game did last week. I think the Colts this time will win it.
Well, let me ask you this, though. How do you see, outside of Henry, do you see any stitch of a passing attack? See, I actually think they go vanilla. I think they go Henry, and I just see 5, 6, 7, boom, boom, boom. Like chunk plays.
Well, if they do it that way, they're going to win and it's going to stay under.
All right.
I just think if the game gets loopy, I think the Colts will win it.
Loopy. All right.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Where do I want to go next with you here? That's a best bet for me. Cincinnati heads to Arizona. I saw Burrow the other day, Joe, said that the best he's felt all year was the day after this week's game. So that on Monday was the best he's felt after a game. They're laying three. It's 44 and a half. I don't think that's going to happen. Well, I want to take the Cardinals, but I don't have the stones to do it.
You're gutless. But let me ask you this. If you don't think it's going to happen, right, then the season's over, is what you're saying.
Well, I think the Bengals season's over no matter what. Even if they win this game, I think their season's over.
Okay. I
don't think that this is ever getting better. I think you feel the same way. I don't think his calf's getting any better. It's just not.
Well, again, if he comes out there and throws for 325 and he's hitting, 50-yard deep post pass.
Well, that's what I mean. What kind of 325 is it? Is he throwing the ball deep downfield to Chase, or is he throwing a screen to Chase and Chase is getting a 70-yard jailbreak?
Not a catch and run. I'm talking like, over the top, back what we saw. Now, Higgins is banged up in this game. He might not go.
Higgins is going to be banged up all year with the ribs.
All right.
This is his last year as a Bengal.
So then you get a little Tyler Boyd action.
You love Boyd.
He makes me money. It might be a best bet for me.
Every game sounds like might be a best bet for you. Every game, might be a best bet for me. Might be a best bet for me.
No, you see, that's not right, Carver. Because
I'm just saying, you sound like you got a lot of balls in the air here. You got a lot of things to decide in the next 10 minutes.
Got that right. Got a lot of stones.
The Eagles are heading west to the Rams.
Could be a best bet.
Could be for me too.
Oh, I hope you step in front. I really do. Come on,
could be for me too.
Step in front. Strong,
I'm with Joe on this one. Man, I got to say, all the fights this weekend, I got a bunch of best bets too, guys. I'm not going to lie.
Wait a second. You're right about that.
Me.
Hold on, Matias. Give us – you now listen. You can go obviously ring the bell.
Ding.
You got it. As Matias, of course, has you set up with all the fighting, Hit the Bell episode 16 is out now. Just give me your one best bet, Matias, for the UFC card on Saturday night. What's the one fight we got to play?
Philip Lenz plus 25. Let's go.
Who? Now, let me just say this quickly.
Main card or undercard?
You know what? I think it's early in the main card, if I'm not mistaken, or late in the prelims.
You're an extraordinaire. You're supposed to know this stuff. I saw the girl for the featherweight Bellator. I don't know. She didn't make weight, 126 and 6/4 or whatever.
Yeah, the Hawaiian, Alimaleh McFarland, three times she had to make weight. Who? The former flyweight champion of the world at Bellator, the Hawaiian, Alimaleh McFarland.
How did she make weight? How come? How does she not make weight for that?
You know what, Joe? I'm not sure. I'd have to ask her, but I was stunned. Three times, three tries, 0 for 3. In her third try, she was the heaviest.
Retaining water, you know, that's what happens when your body is dehydrated. It starts retaining water. It's very hard to lose. So she probably sweated it out with the sauna or the sweatsuit, and sometimes not good. If you're not taking in enough water, you don't expel it. Then your body retains it. So.
Here's a little tidbit for you guys. She's fighting her best friend for the championship. Liz Carmouche and Alimaleh McFarland are best friends.
Well, maybe that's why she added a little weight. She wanted the friend to keep it. All right. Let's go. Where are we going?
I'm trying to get all this information in about the fights here. That's all I'm trying to do right now. Jets visit Denver.
Could be a best
Broncos.
Bet.
Hey, Joe, every game could be a best. We got to eventually talk about some of these games. I'm trying to save the ones that are going to be a best bet for you. But every game I bring up, you say could be a best bet. So if we say could be a best bet on every game, and then the games that aren't best bets, we don't get to them. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Best bets are next. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us. It's time for the weekly Carver and Lisi NFL selections for week number 5. Joe last week, 3-1. Gets him to 10-5-1 overall through the first 4 weeks.
Hot.
I was 1-3 last week. But still slightly ahead, 11-5 by a half a game. 11-5 through the first 4 weeks. All right, Joe, week number 5. Let's do it.
Let's go. I'll go to game 1. It's down in South Beach. Miami coming off an absolute atrocious 28-point loss to the Buffalo Bills. All they do is score, baby. Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert, Tua, Waddle, Tyreek Hill. It's an easy win for the Miami Dolphins, right? Daniel Jones got sacked 10 times on Monday night. No way Big Blue could go into South Beach and potentially go mano a mano with the mighty Miami Dolphins. Well, guess what? Brian Daboll has been game planning all week. They're going to run it. They're going to run it early. They're going to run it often. Darren Waller might appear in that offense. Danny Dimes breaks contain, and the Giants make it a fourth quarter game and cover the 11.5-point number in South Beach against the Fish.
Wow, Big Blue. How about that for Joe to start things off? All right, for me, I'll go to the 1 o'clock slate, too. And I'm actually, Joe, going to go to New England. Saints and the Patriots. Two offenses that have not done much this year. Mac Jones looks awful. Saints can't score. Saint D is pretty good up until last week against the Bucs. I just don't see where the points are coming from in this game, Joe. Total's 39.5. I'm going to go under and hope that the cap is right. It's just a flat-out ugly game that somebody wins 16-13. Under 39.5 for the Patriots and the Saints. Pick number 1 for me.
Oh, I love that motto. The cap is right. The cap is right. Right. The cap is right. You want punts? I'll give you punts. We'll go to Minnesota. Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, a little Jordan Addison. That team is what? 1-3. They get the victory over Carolina last week. He throws a pick 6, 99 yards. Pat Mahomes in Kansas City jump up 17-0 after hold on for their dear life. 23-20 against Zach Wilson. Say what? Now they go on the road laying 3.5. Pat Mahomes early, Pat Mahomes often. Taylor Swift might even catch a touchdown. Kansas City rolls, but guess what? My pick is over the 52.5. Over. We get this game into the 60s.
Wow, you had me almost fooled there, Joe. I thought for a second we were going to be going straight up in this one. I'll go to the Vikings and the Chiefs for pick number 2. But I'm going with the home dog. Chiefs haven't looked great to start this year, Joe. They lost at home to the Lions. Basically tried to give the game to the Jaguars on their own and won 17-9. I don't count the Bear game because the Bears suck. And then they went into MetLife against an awful Jet team and tried to give that one away, and they got a little help from the officials as well. I don't think that this Chief team has actually got their heads on straight yet. And now they're going on the road back-to-back weeks. And I know Minnesota's hard to back. Believe me. That's a tough team to trust. This is going down, though, Joe. 90% of people are on the Chiefs. But this thing is going down. 5.5, 4.5. Now 3.5? Something smells. You know what we call? You know what we call this back at home, Joe? A rat line. This is a rat line, is what this is. Vikings plus the 3.5, and guess what? They're going to do on Sunday, Joe. Outright, they're going to beat the Chiefs outright for the Vikings plus the 3.5.
All right, we'll go to Detroit. Oh, Dan Campbell's got that team humming, huh? No, I'm on Ron St. Brown. They got a little David Montgomery fresh off his 3-touchdown performance against Green Bay. They're looking good, real good. They're strong, real strong, right? Frank Reich is already dead man walking, but guess what? He's got a quarterback. That's right, he's got a quarterback. His name is Bryce Young. Throw it. Throw it early, throw it often. And I think somehow, some way, they stay well, and I mean well within the 9.5-point number. Give me Carolina plus the 9.5.
Wow, look at you, Joe. How about that? Pick number 3 for me. We're going to go mile high. Jets and the Broncos. What an awful game on paper, right? Two of the worst teams in the league. 1-3 Jets, 1-3 Broncos. Broncos finally got off the schneid last week because of Matt Eberflus. All the defensive metrics for the Broncos say that they are awful, one of the worst teams ever, blah, 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 blah. They got good news this week, Joe. They got Zach Wilson and the Jets coming to town. And I know Zach Wilson went there and beat them 12-7 last year, whatever the score was. Not this year. Let's let Russ cook a little bit. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos minus 2.5. They beat the Jets Sunday at home.
Yeah, I can't. That almost made the card. I'm against you. And I'm going to buy into Zach Wilson, but it's not on the card.
Yeah, imagine saying that line. I'm going to buy into Zach Wilson.
Hey, people laughed at Justin Fields. They're not laughing anymore. I'll tell you that.
Let's keep moving through the season.
Yeah, crickets. Crickets with you. Anyway, we'll go to Arizona. This team has stepped up. They've looked good, real good. They got smacked in the face last week against San Francisco. They are on an unbelievable first 4 games. Washington, Giants, Dallas, San Francisco. They got a bunch of has-beens. This is like the replacements with Gene Hackman. They scraped Josh Dobbs off the street. He put up 289 yards on that San Francisco defense. Well, guess what? Joey Silk ain't going to lose to Arizona. I could tell you that. Maybe on one leg, he ain't losing. Jamar Chase early, Jamar Chase often. That defense is going to force some turnovers. And I don't think Gannon's that great of a coach. He's a rah-rah guy. You feel it in your belly. That's all great. Cincinnati, their season's on the line. I'm going to lay it. Double digit. I said double digit win over the Cards. This team's going to fall off the cliff right here, right now, in week number 5.
All right, Joe. Final one for me. I'm going to go to Los Angeles. Eagles heading west. 4-0 Eagles. Just like the Chiefs, I don't think the Eagles have played that great. Had to sneak it out against Washington. Pretty good performance on the road in Tampa. I don't think they played that great in New England. You know, it's kind of been ho-hum so far. Missing Fletcher Cox this week. The Rams have been spunky, Joe. Very spunky. And they're getting Cooper Kupp back on Sunday. They might not win this game. But I think, once again, the Eagles are going to have to go down to the edge to possibly go to 5-0. I'm taking the Rams, Joe, plus the 4.5. This also has a little bit of a feel of a rat line to me. Mine is only 4.5. The Mighty Eagles, undefeated Mighty Eagles, one of the best teams in the league. Rams plus 4.5, my final pick, Joe.
It made the cut for me, too. I mean, it was going to be on there. That was going to be a best bet. I like the Rams. Puka Nacua, little Tutu Atwell, little Kyren Williams. Hey, now, for Notre Dame. Hey, now.
There you
and
go.
I'll tell you, that secondary only giving up 200 passing yards per game, guy.
Yeah, no doubt. So there you go, Joe. Week number 5, the picks for me. Pats Saints under 39.5. Broncos minus 2.5. Rams plus 4.5. And the Vikings plus 3.5. And I think the Vikings win outright.
All right, you ready? Carolina plus a 9.5. Giants plus the 11.5. Over Minnesota and Kansas City, 52.5. And Cincinnati minus the 3.
There you go. The Carver and Lisi, week number 5.
Carver.
NFL selections here on
combined
the game.
Combined, 21-10-1 overall in the show.
Yeah, we've been good. We've been good. We've been a lot better at the NFL than the college, that's for sure. Done a much better job on the NFL.
We're hitting at a 65% clip. Some
think
might
we
consider
at least...
that short.
Yeah.
Some might... No charts and graphs. Gut and feel, and the computer between the left and the right ear. That's what we use.
Packers and Raiders is the Monday night game. We'll obviously spend some time on that on Monday. How about the Raiders being 1.5-point favorites, Joe, in this game?
I can't. He's another guy. I mean, McDaniels. When are we going to? Did you see the video this week with the Raider fan berating Mark Davis?
I did not.
Telling him to fire McDaniels, and he got it in his face. Did you see that?
Davis got in the fan's face?
Yeah, he
did. I did not see that. I'll have to go back and look at that.
I'll send it to you. It was earlier. It must have been at the LA Charger game last week, and he was sitting in his box, and the fan, fire him, and he's like, shut up.
He gave him the business.
I tell you, no offense, I'm not one to judge, but I mean, honestly, the guy's a billionaire with that haircut. I mean, that is
it leaves a lot to be desired.
It's just amazing. It's amazing.
Just
how he wakes up in the morning and says that's like the way he wants to go, like roll.
I was I had scrolled to the bottom just to look at the line of that Packer Raider game, Joe. And so they have all the lines for next week up already. The look ahead lines. Niners -3 at Cleveland.
Now why is that? That must
I'm
mean that
gonna
the books
say that
Dallas
to you.
Gonna beat them, right?
Well, Cleveland's coming off a bye, and I know their defense has been really good, and they're at home.
Yeah, but I mean, San Fran.
All things equal, I still feel like they should be bigger than 3. That's a rat line also.
Now, do we have a status on Watson? Like, are they going to leave it up to him
again?
Well,
no, I mean, they're off this week, so I'm sure by then.
No, I know, what is actually the problem? The elbow, right?
I thought it was a shoulder.
I could have sworn it was a little tweak in the elbow, too.
I could have sworn.
Because if it's the elbow with the
I'll check for you right now, though, Joe. Doesn't take long to find this stuff out. Last week he was listed as questionable with a shoulder injury.
No elbow.
It's his shoulder here.
All right, so then he should be good to go. It all depends on how they show. I like Dallas, and I sort of like the look-ahead line. I like Cleveland.
Wow. The line says Cleveland. It's just such a weird line.
I mean, here's the thing. Let me ask you this.
I mean, Miami going to lay double digits 2 weeks in a row, huh?
If you do believe Dallas can win this weekend and that Cleveland potentially could strike the upset, maybe you take Dallas or you take a shot on somebody back for the NFC Championship. Huh.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. All right. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, so you're all set up. You got a big weekend ahead of you here. A big college football Saturday. A monster NFL Sunday. Culminated with the Cowboys and the Niners on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm curious what game you're most intrigued with on Sunday. The one that I want to see, and I didn't make it in the best bets, is the Patriot game. Because
you want to see that game?
I do.
Why?
Because I think the Saints are going to win. I disagree with you there. I mean, you're
I never said the Patriots were going to win.
That that line flipped. They went from 1-point favorites to 1-point dogs. That just shows you where the whole Bill Belichick regime is right now. At home, -1?
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I don't care who wins as long as it's 13-10.
They're a sinking ship.
I wouldn't mind if the Saints lost, but
why?
I don't think that'll happen. Now we got that Atlanta bet for the NFC South. Get them out of the
Not
way.
Not we, you.
No, out of the way. What do you
There's
mean,
no
me and Matias?
With the Atlanta bet. I want to see them crash Matias. And burn.
Have
I'm
that.
Sorry.
That's right, baby. Let's go, Dirty right, Birds. We coming in hot.
You're gonna
Dirty
be crying
birds.
On Monday. You're gonna be crying. Guy, they lost again. Des Ritter, he sucks.
I'll tell you this. Maybe we see Heineke on Sunday.
Oh, so you? So let me ask you. They're down at the half. You think he goes to Heineke?
He has to. Has to. If they're down at the half and they've only scored like 3 points, let's say they're down like 13-3 or something like that, or 14-3, I think you have to go to Heineke. Have to.
What if he's down 24-3?
Well, yeah, then you really better be going home. All right, Joe, enjoy a big weekend. A lot going on, as always. I'll see you on Monday. Great job, Joe. Great job by Matias Burbell. Hit the bell. He's got all the picks for the fights this weekend. Go check it out. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. CarGurus.com.